Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It's Pensacola right now. Happy Monday. I'm Joe Gracie alongside. Welcome to another week where we get to fill you in on all the details of what's happening in your world. Just heard the Channel 3 update there. They're expecting to hear from Sheriff Chip Simmons sometime during the 4 o'clock hour. We'll see if we can't carry them live once we see Sheriff Chip Simmons. A busy weekend for Escambia Sheriff deputies, including another deadly shooting at a house party. So I would imagine that is what they are having Sheriff Simmons on, as they are still seeking suspect information on that. So when we see him on our screen, we'll pop in and carry his comments live right here. Channel 3 going a little bit long there. We'll get a quick update on the roads and our weather together. Gracie?
Well, roads are looking great for this Monday afternoon. We do have some slowdowns, though, on I-10. Just a small patch as you're getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. There's a disabled vehicle that is causing some slowdowns, but it is moving. Just keep that in mind. It's going to slow down just a bit before you get on the Escambia Bay Bridge heading eastbound on I-10. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, or you see an accident, have some details, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, definitely a hot one today. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, a high of 85. And this afternoon, we still do have a 20% chance of thunderstorms. That is going to also be tonight, a 10% chance of some rain with a low of 69. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And we start with our top three stories today. Number one, the Saudi Arabian government says it will cut oil production this summer, and that will likely push gas prices higher here in the U.S. The largest oil producer in OPEC will cut production by 1 million barrels a day, from 10 to 9 million. That's happening despite OPEC saying it wouldn't change production plans for the rest of 2023.
And former Vice President Mike Pence is officially running for president in 2024. Pence filed paperwork to enter the race today, joining a growing field of candidates for the Republican nomination. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and North Dakota Governor Doug Burmeng are also expected to officially announce their bids this week as well.
We're going to pause right here. Sheriff Chip Simmons joining Sue Strawn on Channel 3. We'll listen live.
The number of gun crimes units that we have on the street.
That was Sheriff Chip Simmons talking with Sue Strawn there on Channel 3. Wanted to catch as much of that as we could. Sheriff's office still looking into the main shooting that they were talking about there happened on Crescent Drive on Saturday. Another instance where there was between 50 and 100 people inside. Somebody opened fire, and then multiple people were hit, including one victim who died. Investigators believe that the person who did die was the one who was targeted. Also had a couple of high-profile, I would say, shootings last week, one involving a 16-year-old who was shot in the head. Investigators not pressing charges against the person who shot that individual because it was a self-defense incident. Also, we saw the one at the Days Inn last week where there was two people who were staying in the hotel that had a previous beef with each other, and that turned deadly as well. So you heard Sheriff Simmons there talking about, you know, all the things that they're doing from an enforcement perspective. They're trying to reach out into the community through these various roundtables. And, you know, he's saying, while, you know, statistically, they're taking more guns off the streets. You know, you kind of heard all the things that they're doing, and yet we're still seeing these shootings still happening way too frequently for anybody's liking. If you want to react to anything you heard there, 850-437-1620 is the number. Get a quick update on the roads and weather, and then we'll head to break and continue on with everything that's happening in the world today.
Well, we are still seeing some slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be in the eastbound direction as you're heading towards the Escambia Bay Bridge. We have a disabled vehicle at mile marker 16. Left shoulder is blocked off, and we do have police on scene getting it cleared up, but you are going to see some slow traffic. Again, that's going to be if you're heading towards Santa Rosa County, towards the Escambia Bay Bridge, you will see some slow-moving traffic on I-10. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, definitely a hot one today, 82 right now in Pensacola with the high of 85. We still have some slight chances of some rain this afternoon, but nothing too bad with a low of 69 for this evening. It's 82 in Pensacola with some cloudy skies, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. It's 420. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with your state headlines and national headlines on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Hope you've had a good Monday so far. Joe and Gracie with you, running down everything going on in your world today. Didn't really get a chance to hit local headlines there besides hearing from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons on Channel 3, so just wanted to fill everyone in on everything that's happening here locally, and quite the show over in Santa Rosa County this morning. There's a lot of people outspoken regarding Santa Rosa Commissioner James Calkins, the recent comments he made about the Democratic Party, and this was a little bit of the exchange between him and Commissioner Kerry Smith today.
I call it a political party, not a person.
You're not understanding me, sir. You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm saying what your outburst said was, your equation was, that person's evil. And
I actually said I would vote for her.
I know you do not understand.
Please stop interrupting.
I know this, and that's where I'm trying to help you, young man.
Yeah, so that was interesting. You had public forum, hour-long public forum, followed by the commission committee meeting today. And most of the forum speakers were talking about this issue. If you're not familiar, just need a refresher here. So last week, Calkins said he would not vote for Shayna Alford to serve on the county's Marine Advisory Committee because she's a registered Democrat. And at that meeting, he said that the Democratic Party was the most evil party in this country. So that got a lot of people heated. So you had a lot of people outspoken at the meeting today, calling for his resignation, and didn't apologize. I wouldn't say that. He said he stood with the veterans, he stood with employees, he stood with all residents, but he was not going to apologize and stand by those comments that he made, reiterating why he doesn't like the Democratic Party. He said that Governor DeSantis doesn't appoint Democrats, to which Kerry Smith said, well, that's not true. There are Democrats on his ethics committee. And so just big brouhaha over this. About 25 minutes of the committee meeting this morning was dedicated to this conversation back and forth. Each commissioner who wanted to was able to kind of let loose on the topic. But at the end of the day, obviously, Calkins not resigning, and we'll just kind of move forward. That's usually what happens when there's controversies like this in Santa Rosa County and here in Escambia County as well. But that was certainly the big story of the day, the meetings this morning involving the Santa Rosa County commissioners. Florida notes, police in Hollywood getting closer to finding all those allegedly responsible for a mass shooting at the Beach Boardwalk last week. Last night, they arrested a fourth suspect. All four are facing charges that include attempted second-degree murder, in which nine people were hurt at this incident. Two are still in the hospital in stable condition, and investigators are still looking for one more suspect there. Get a quick check of the roads and our weather, and then we'll continue on with state headlines.
We are still seeing slow-moving traffic on I-10 eastbound right before you get to the Escambia Bay Bridge. There's a disabled vehicle in the left lane that's causing some slowdowns, but nothing too bad. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by ECUA. Beginning July 1st, ECUA customers need to schedule need to schedule a scheduled bulk waste pickup by calling customer service. You can find out more at ecua.fl.gov. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
A few showers and thunderstorms popped up on Monday and will continue this rain chance really every day this week. It's about a 20 to 30% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm each day. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and overnight lows will mainly be in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Some more state headlines. Jury selection is continuing ahead of the trial of the Parkland School Resource Office on duty, officer on duty in 2018 at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School during the mass shooting. Scott Peterson faces 11 charges. Six jurors and four alternates have been selected or will be selected after attorneys question the 55 men and women that were called back today. Last week, they agreed that they could potentially stay on the case through mid-August.
Cops say a Florida woman was busy shoplifting at a Dillard's department store when her car burst into flames while her children were inside. Bystanders were quick to step in and rescue them. Mall security reported seeing Alicia Moore and another man shoplifting in the store for about an hour. As she was leaving the store, she saw the car in flames and dropped the merchandise before exiting.
A mother of a teenage killer has been released from jail after serving her sentence in the St. John's County Jail. Crystal Smith was serving a 30-day sentence for tampering with evidence after she washed her son's bloody jeans to destroy evidence. Her 16-year-old son, Aiden, he is sentenced to life in prison for killing his 13-year-old classmate, Tristan Bailey, in 2021.
Senator Rick Scott continuing his tour of Florida in the name of hurricane preparedness.
You can rebuild that house. You can buy another car. You can't rebuild a family member's life.
And Scott promoting the same message when he was governor, and storms moved the state that included two Cat 5s, one in 2017, Irma, and Michael in 2018.
And of the topic of hurricanes, we have more fun in the Atlantic. This time, the National Hurricane Center says that they're tracking a low over the northeastern Atlantic. The good news is the system is about as far away from us as it can get, with no concern for the continental U.S.
So, busy first half hour here. We heard from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and the latest scuffle at the Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners last month, or maybe it was April. I don't know. All my months are running together. It was Commissioner Sam Parker in the crosshairs, and now it's Commissioner Calkins getting some texts saying they agree with Calkins. Calkins said he had plenty of people speaking to him saying, hey, I side with you 100%. Fox News Update starts now.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Happy Monday. It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. A little bit late to traffic on the fives. We're going to get a quick look at our traffic and weather. It's 4:38 right now, and our roads are looking good. We do have some slowdown still on I-10 if you're heading eastbound towards the Escambia Bay Bridge, but it looks like it's about to clear up as the disabled vehicle has gotten moved off the road. So we are looking good there. We did get a text in that we do have some slowdowns right now on 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, it does look like we have an accident off of College Parkway with a roadblock. So we are seeing some slowdowns there. That's in the eastbound direction as you're heading towards Tiger Point. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Every day this week, there's a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up around the area. So a chance for rain runs about 20 to 30% each day. Otherwise, it'll be a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s with overnight lows in the low 70s. The first named storm of the season did pop up last week, but it died out over the weekend. And for now, The tropics are quiet. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing with some national headlines as federal investigators are working to determine what caused the deadly crash of the plane that was intercepted by fighter jets over the Washington, D.C. area yesterday.
99 times out of 100, that's all it takes, is a quick call on the radio. Hey, you're getting into some airspace you don't need to be in, and usually that takes care of it.
That's John Kirby with the National Security Council. He says it appears the pilot had fallen unconscious and ended up crashing near the George Washington National Forest. None of the four people on board survived.
And community members in Memphis are expected to get together in downtown Monday night to commemorate what would have been Tyre Nichols' 30th birthday. Nichols died following a beating by police officers during a traffic stop that happened earlier this year. Five officers have been charged with murder.
In Iowa, the bodies of all three unaccounted for men have been found at the site of the apartment building that collapsed. Police say the remains of Ryan Hitchcock were found yesterday, and Daniel Prien was recovered early this morning in Davenport. The city announced over the weekend that Brandon Colvin's remains were located on Saturday.
The Supreme Court will take up a case on whether a California man can trademark the phrase "Trump too small." California attorney Steve Elster tried to trademark the slogan to use for T-shirts and hats, but was denied by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which argued that he needed written consent of Donald Trump. The appeals court last year ruled against the trademark office, saying that it was in denial. The denial violated Elster's free speech rights.
Russia says Ukraine has launched a major attack in the east. It's not clear at this point if this is the beginning of the counteroffensive that Kyiv has been hinting at in recent weeks. Kyiv has not confirmed or denied the claims.
And in Chicago, a mass shooting at a Celebration of Life event accounted for one of 10 gun-related deaths over the weekend. At the event, seven victims were hospitalized with gunshot wounds, while a 25-year-old woman was pronounced dead. Elsewhere in the city, at least 50 other shootings were reported, 10 of them deadly.
Look at what's going on in the world of sports. The Miami Heat taking home court advantage back from the Denver Nuggets after a 111-108 win over the Nuggets last night. Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler each scoring 21 points. And the NBA, a bit of a buzz today over a report from The Athletic that Kyrie Irving is asking LeBron James to reunite with him in Dallas. The Mavs point guard reached out to James reportedly about joining him and superstar Luka Doncic on the Mavericks. In NHL, 7 o'clock on TNT, we have Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Vegas Golden Knights beat the Panthers on Saturday and lead the series 1-0. Look at Major League Baseball. The Cubs and the Padres are at 8:10 tonight on ESPN+. The Braves have the day off. The Rays and the Red Sox got started early about an hour ago. Try to get a score update on that really quick. Also, the Marlins and the Royals are on Fox Sports 1. That game starts in an hour. Oklahoma advanced earlier today to the championship series of the Women's College World Series, beating Stanford 4-2. Earlier today at 6 o'clock on ESPN, Florida State will take on Tennessee. If Tennessee were to win, there would be a second game at 8:30. That game also taking place on ESPN. If Florida State wins the game at 6, then they advance to the championship series to take on Oklahoma in the double elimination tournament there. Other sports news, the Buffalo Bills breaking ground on their new $1.54 billion stadium. It's just across the street from their current one, and it's scheduled to be open for the 2026 season. A boycott NASCAR hashtag has been picking up speed after the company tweeted an image showing support for the LGBTQ community. Millions of people commented, with most of them saying they'll no longer support the racing organization. And another Bills note, DeMar Hamlin launching a nationwide CPR training tour through his new foundation. He was at the Highmark Stadium over the weekend distributing AEDs to 50 youth sports and community groups. His newly launched foundation, Chasing M's, also provides free CPR training to more than 1,000 people over the weekend as well. Tampa Bay leading Boston 3-1. That game is now in the top of the seventh inning. Look at Health, Business, and Science notes. General Motors plans to invest more than $1 billion in two Michigan plants to gear up for production of next-gen heavy-duty trucks. Most of the funding will go to prepare its Flint assembly plant for new gas and diesel trucks.
Also, Apple stock hit an all-time high earlier today as it launches its own mixed reality headset. The company is announcing new updates and products this year, this yearly Worldwide Developers Conference. It is 4:45 right now. Taking a quick look at our roads before we get some more health and business headlines. We do have slowdown still on 98. This is going to be if you're heading eastbound towards Tiger Point from Gulf Breeze. Everything clears up after you get past the Garcon Point intersection. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather this afternoon, we still have 20% chance of rain with a high of 85. It's 82 right now, and we have 10% chance of rain this evening with a low of 69. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
A new report from the U.S. Postal Service says that mail carriers have reason to be cautious of man's best friends. The USPS says more than 5,300 postal workers were attacked by dogs last year. And apparently the most dangerous place in the country is Houston, Texas, that had the highest number of attacks at 57.
Another insurance company is dropping its property insurance in California. Allstate says it's too expensive to insure new home customers in California. The company blames wildfires, higher cost to repair homes, and higher reinsurance premiums. State Farm made a similar announcement last month.
Gracie talked about the Apple stock price, and part of that was its newest iPhone update, the iOS 17 software. New features like full screen posters for contacts, live transcriptions of voicemails, and video voicemails using FaceTime will be included in that update as well. Also, a new 15-inch MacBook Air that at just 3.3 pounds is the world's thinnest laptop.
Seems like a lot of people are excited about the FaceTime voicemails. I saw that on social media.
First I've heard of that.
Yeah, so very interesting. Lastly, SpaceX is marking another successful launch following some setbacks. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying new supplies for the International Space Station took off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida today. It was the third attempt for the company's due to high winds over the weekend, and this marks SpaceX's 28th successful commercial resupplies mission.
The Barbie movie causing a pink emergency. Director Greta Gerwig said that in an effort to create the world of Barbie Land, set designers needed so much pink paint that they caused an international shortage. Warner Brothers completely bought out the signature Barbie pink color from the major paint distributor Roscoe.
It's Barbie's world. We're just living in it.
I guess so.
Chuck Todd is stepping down this fall as moderator of NBC's Meet the Press. He announced the news during Sunday's edition of the show. And Todd, who's been the moderator since 2014, will become NBC's chief political analyst.
After revelations about Prince Harry's drug use, a U.S. court will hear a challenge over his visa. His U.S. immigration records are about to be unsealed as the Heritage Foundation sues the government to find out if it lawfully granted his visa. American immigration law dictates evidence of past drug use is grounds to reject an application.
And a weird story out of Wisconsin. A man and woman in Wisconsin are in jail for allegedly using drugs while driving their child in the car. Janesville police arrested DeMarco and Ricky Whitby after finding them unconscious in a vehicle along with three children under the age of six on Friday night. Police say that if they had both had driven the vehicle using heroin, cocaine, and alcohol while driving the children in the car.
Busch Gardens Tampa is working with authorities on possible charges after a clout-chasing TikToker decided to film himself after jumping into their alligator exhibit.
Hey, we gotta get back out.
Another wild Karen! Mikey!
So people were yelling at him, hey, dude, you should probably get out. And he said in the Steve Irwin accent, oh, another Karen. Crikey. Yeah, so the video was posted to Jacob Percival's TikTok back on June 1st and shows him in the exhibit after jumping two fences. I try really hard never to wish ill on people, but had a gator jumped up and, you know, bitten a finger off, I wouldn't have been too broken up about it.
Oh, my goodness. Like, you're just asking for it.
Yeah.
Really. You're asking to get bit by the gator. Last weird headline before we take a quick break. Sweden has become the first country to register sex as a sport. This week, they're hosting the first ever European sex competition. 20 people will take part in this competition, and it supposedly takes weeks, and daily competitions will last 6 hours. Challenges are in groups of 16 disciplined, including massage, pose position, performances, and creativity in position change. Jeez Louise, what is happening? We're going to take a quick break.
Don't know what to say about that.
Yeah. It makes the America look great, though. Stories like that.
Or you could have the opposite opinion that it makes America way behind the times.
That too. 850-430-1987. Always text in your thoughts or opinions. We're going to take a quick break before our last segment of the hour.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday and an entertaining one. We try to make that, you know, as informative and entertaining as possible for your drive home. By the way, Gracie, I don't know if you know this, but Taylor Swift and I are basically kindred spirits.
What?
Yeah, there is not much difference between her and I. So I don't know if you know this, but there can be... drawbacks to selling out outdoor sports venues. And for Taylor, it would be bugs flying around the lights. And in Chicago over the weekend, one went right into her mouth.
I just swallowed a bug. Is there any chance none of you saw that? So I'm just going to try not to do as many of those. This is going to happen again tonight. There's so many bugs. There's thousands of them.
So, yeah, I actually had that happen to me as I was on the air in Iowa. I was calling a high school football game. Bug went right in my mouth, right down the throat, and I didn't have any water or anything. It was the most miserable alone I've felt in a long time. I could not say anything. I had to just kind of motion to the person I was calling the game with to say, like, hey, like, you know, you got to keep talking. It was absolutely miserable.
Oh, my goodness.
So I relate to Taylor.
Kindred spirit there.
That's right.
Well, some good news coming in just a bit, but first we're going to get some traffic. It's 455 and our roads are looking great. I-10 I-110 not showing any major delays, and our slowdowns on 98 starting to clear up. You will still see some afternoon traffic on 98 as you get out of Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. Avalon HR, with so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. Taking a look at weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR, Alan Strum.
Every day this week, there's a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up around the area. So a chance for rain runs about 20 to 30% each day. Otherwise, it'll be a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s with overnight lows in the low 70s. The first named storm of the season did pop up last week, but it died out over the weekend. And for now, the tropics are quiet. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Some good news, a mom and daughter from Syria who came to the U.S. as refugees in 2014 just graduated college together with honors. The mother and daughter both graduated from William Pattinson University in New Jersey, and they both had full-time jobs to make ends meet to pay for school.
A Tennessee man has been growing his dreadlocks for 9 years, but when his 11-year-old daughter was diagnosed with cancer, DeAndre Thomas didn't think twice about shaving them off.
Initially, before chemo even started, like, I'm with you every step of the way. Whatever happens, I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to do whatever I can to be here to support you.
If I tell them the story and how much people support you in it, and the love and prayers you get from other people, that can probably help somebody that's also going through it.
Brielle was diagnosed in February and is undergoing chemotherapy. The Bri Strong campaign sells t-shirts and bracelets in support of her treatment.
And get some good news that happened locally. There were two big birthdays in Santa Rosa County over the weekend. Golf Bri's Marine veteran, Robert Park, celebrated his 100th birthday. He's a World War II vet who celebrated the occasion with a group of fellow Marines that surprised him. And another birthday celebration was held in Milton, where Marie Campbell celebrated her 104th birthday. She helped with World War II efforts by making... She helped with World War II efforts and also adopted a son from Germany during the war.
Very cool. Movie reviews. Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man back on top after the weekend. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse earned $120.5 million in its first weekend. The latest installment in the franchise scored the second biggest opening of the year behind only the Super Mario Brothers. In second place was The Little Mermaid with nearly $41 million, followed by the horror movie The Boogeyman with just over $12 million.
And Netflix is releasing the first trailer for its upcoming film, Bird Box Barcelona. The film is a spinoff of the 2018 movie Bird Box that starred Sandra Bullock, and it follows a group of survivors who formed alliances to try to escape the city from aliens that cause people to hurt themselves when they looked at them. It'll start streaming on Netflix on July 14th, so a good movie to watch this summer?
No, I mean, not for me. Bird Box would be described as like a horror, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's. I feel like it's more of like one of those, not really like horror jump out at you, but you're just on edge the whole time. So
I just don't find that entertaining at all.
Yeah, I watched the first one. I wouldn't say it was the best movie ever, but everyone was talking about it. Yeah, everybody it, so I had
is
to
a
watch
cult
it.
Classic type where everybody loved, you know, the meme of Sandra Bullock sitting in a rowboat with her eyes blindfolded. But yeah, just not my cup of tea. That's going to do it for us here in the 4 o'clock hour. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We'll see in about 12 minutes with a complete rundown of everything happening in your world today. It's Pensacola right now, and this is News Radio 92.3.